Welcome to Speak Up Las Cruces, final segment of the day. We're going to talk about a play that I gather is hilarious. We're going to talk with the director, Josh Talby, and with actor Edward Montes and A.J. Tomarino. And I forgot your Rachel Thomas something. Chapman?
Chapel.
Chapel.
I kept thinking
you're almost
Chapman.
There.
Okay.
Sorry.
And we're not going to talk with the fifth guest, but what's his name or her name?
His name is Dorian. He'll be a year in about 2 weeks.
Oh, well, my.
I remember when he first came into the world, and it's great to see him doing so well.
He wants the microphone.
So bad.
He has been integral to the rehearsal process. I will tell you that much. He keeps our spirits up.
Oh, I bet he does. He's trying to grab for the microphone.
I'm sorry. You've got a question to ask?
Yeah. Why this particular play? I know that in the season that's coming up, this being a summer special, you're directing one from the same playwright.
Correct.
But what was so appealing about this play?
One thing that I really like about this playwright is that he tackles very, like, I would say, like, you know, very common themes, but he puts a very comedic twist on them in ways that are just, like, very exciting and very intriguing and that I think will be a lot of fun for audiences.
And yet are profound.
Yeah, it's very strange. I mean, this play in particular, it has like a very like classic noir story of crime and murder and revenge. But then they're all clowns. And it's just like they do clowny things while also dealing with like these really heavy themes. And it's just like a ton of fun.
Well, clowns are ultimately kind of scary sometimes.
Well, yeah, we do have a tiny bit of that. But this is not about being scary. This is about like the characters and their relationships.
So clown bar. Are these clowns hanging around a bar? Is that okay?
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah. So
they're not lifting weights.
No. The sort of fiction of the world is that these all used to be members of a circus.
Oh, yeah.
And that circus closed down, and so they had no other choice but to turn to a life of crime. And the main character, Happy, turned away from that life and became a cop. And unfortunately, his brother has since been murdered, and he's returning to their old haunt, the clown bar, to investigate that murder.
Oh, this sounds like an important plot. Yes, yes, it does. So how is it acting in it? Are you all enjoying this?
Oh, absolutely. It's just been a wonderful experience through and through. I mean, Josh is an incredible director. I've had the pleasure of working with him numerous times, and as he mentioned, the script is just, it's so much fun to work on. Just hilarious every turn and just a little bit of seriousness as it needs to be. It's been a blast.
Yes. So you have to be made up every time.
Oh, yes. Absolutely. And, you know, I've done probably a dozen plays, and I've had to rarely put on any makeup. This is the most makeup I've ever had to put on.
I hope you don't put it on every rehearsal.
Not every rehearsal, but every night this week, since it's tech week and we're starting. So, yep, every night it's get it on and
take it off at the end of the, or not.
Or no, I go home and
go home and scare people.
I tell people I go home and scare the cat.
I went out of my head because I was tempted to tell a story. I was in a play once many years ago, and I grew a full beard for it. I didn't have a full beard in those days. And a couple weeks later, after the play was over, in the middle of the night, I looked in my mirror, and I thought, I'll shave half the beard. I walked around for a week that way, and there were people who years later would say, oh, yeah, you're the guy who always used to go, you know, like I'd done it forever. It was physically hard to walk into the Corbett Center because every face was looking at me like, what is that? Anyway, want to say the business things first. This actually opens Friday. I think I'm allowed to say my wife and I usually have season tickets and really like the Black Box. Not every play you guys do, but most of them.
A lot of them, yeah.
Nancy agrees.
I've been to the Black Box, too.
So you're certainly have unanimity of fans in this room. But it opens Friday. People get tickets calling, is it 523-1223 or?
I believe that's correct, yes.
Okay.
And the 527-1223.
527-1223. Okay, great.
I knew the one.
All right. And you can also Black Box, you can also Google Black Box Theater or No Strings Theater Company and get the number. And it's on Main Street, basically.
Mm-hmm, downtown. You
know, right downtown.
And there's always parking.
Plenty of parking, that's correct. Yeah, the show starts at 8. We also, this time around, we're doing something a little bit special. We've set up some chairs that are practically on, or some tables and chairs that are practically on the set. So those who are really brave, they get
part of the performance.
They get a little bit more involved in the performance. Like the performers will come right up to your tables and interact with you.
Front row seats are already almost on the stage.
Very much so. Yeah, the Black Box is very intimate, but we decided to make it even more so.
So is this to? Are they supposed to be patrons of the bar that are not clowns?
Essentially, it's like you're joining the clowns at the bar for this one special night. To help them solve the mystery of Timmy Mahoney's murder.
So is that something that when you make your reservation, you ask for that? Or is that something that'll kind of get determined
I think he
spot?
Wants to be on stage.
Yeah,
what I'm sensing.
We're calling it VIP seating. So if that's something you're interested in, when you call the theater, you can specifically ask for that. We have about 17 seats available, and last I talked to the producers, it was starting to fill up pretty fast. So, hurry up and get them tickets.
But the rest of the audience is still great seating.
Oh, yeah.
It's just those exclusive VIP tables up front, and you have to make it a point to say you want those. But it's been a lot of fun. So don't miss the pre-show part, because that's definitely as much of a part of the performance
as the
actual
show. So what is the pre-show part?
Clowning. We've got some clowns who are going to be making balloon animals, doing rope tricks. There'll be face painting. We also encourage the audience to participate by dressing up as either clowns or kind of 1920s gangster fare. So you can come be part of the show.
And is that also starts when? At like 7 o'clock?
7:30.
So you have a half hour of clowning around. That should get the energy out of your audience, so we'll sit and relax and watch the show. So actors, how did you choose to audition for this? Did you know anything about the play when you decided to show up? Or
I saw the advertisement on Facebook. Of course, I've known Josh for a little while, I'm happy to audition for anything that he puts on. As soon as I read the script, I was just absolutely enthralled by it. And when I got the call with the offer, I really sprung at it. I was very excited.
How nice! Mm-hmm. Yeah, Josh and I were in Frankenstein together before this show. And backstage chatter was, there's going to be a clown bar show. And I said, can I take a look at the script? And he shared the script with me. And I said, yeah, you know what? I think I want to try out for this. Yeah. The interesting part was preparing for the audition. Josh had us do various things, including tell a joke.
That can be hard to do.
Yeah, that was a little bit challenging to find the right joke.
Well, it'd be challenging to find one. I would have a challenge finding one I could tell on radio. Rachel, what drew you to Clown Bar?
Oh, I thought you were going to ask for a radio-friendly joke. I think I have one. What did the 80-year-old pirate say? I'm 80. Anyway, what drew me to this show was I'm in an improv group with Josh. We're called the Super Secret Improv Show. And he mentioned he was doing a show called Clown Bar. And I said, count me in. Do I need to read the script? Is that required? Whatever you're doing, I'm in.
Well,
tell us more about the improv group.
Well, we've been performing here in Las Cruces for over 5 years. Our home is the Black Box Theater. We perform about once a month there. We do have a show, an improv show coming up on August 22nd. Dorian approves. He's very excited. You can follow us at the Super Secret Improv Show on Facebook and Instagram. Yes. And yeah, and that's coming up as well.
So Dorian, are you named after Dorian Gray?
I hope not.
He's named after, for the Greek, it's a Greek name and it means gift.
Yes, he is a gift.
He is.
Well, I have to say, Director Josh, all these people are doing these because they really like working with you. So what does that say?
It feels pretty good to have such a great community. There's a whole bunch of us. I mean, the Las Cruces theater community is just really great and really positive, and we all sort of try to help each other out.
Yes.
And it's just like really nice to have a group of dependable performers and artists that have my back. It just feels really, really great.
Yeah, no, I think that's important. I was watching the one of the programs recently on Martin Short and the community around SETV and all. And I think when you have a collaboration like that, you just bring out even more creativity with each other.
I often say as a director when I'm working with these people that I have very little to do. Because they're so good that when they come to rehearsal, they have ideas. They already know what their characters' goals and wants are. So it's just very little work on my part to get the best out of them.
Ah, that's very nice. That is wonderful.
The set is looking incredible, too. Speaking of wonderful people in the community getting involved, Melissa's done a fantastic job with the set. Josh is pulling triple duty. He's also playing in the live band that is playing as part of the show. So it really is a community effort, and it's just incredible. It's going to be a wonderful, wonderful time.
Looking forward to it. We'll certainly see it. What else do you want to say to people in terms of why this will be a special experience, why they'll have a lot of fun?
Well, I think that was our goal from the very, very beginning, was that we wanted to put on a production that entertained people, that allowed people to blow off steam. You know, so, a lot of plays at the Black Box are very, like, adult, have very serious intellectual themes or emotional themes. And it's really nice to have a show. That's why this is, like, a special summer production. Mm-hmm. It's nice to have something where we can just let our hair down, be theater kids, and just have as much fun as possible.
And laugh.
Yes, exactly.
Yes.
Anybody else want to add to that?
Yeah, I think it's an interesting juxtaposition of the serious. When you go back to the history of film noir and noir in general, whether it's Sam Spade or Broderick Crawford doing stuff, where it was very stylized.
Yes.
But serious, because, there's murders and femme fatales and all this stuff.
Shadows.
But combine that with, but everybody's a clown.
Yeah.
Makes it a little bit of cognitive dissonance.
Yes, I like that.
That appears here. And I think that's the thing that's going to grab people and really bring them in to appreciate the show and enjoy the show.
I want to also just talk briefly about the Black Box, which I know you, particularly Josh, are central to, but all of you. We've been going for years, and it's special. It's intimate. It's small. What would you say about it? I don't want to talk. You talk.
No, I think you hit the nail on the head. We're a Black Box Theater. Not only is it called the Black Box Theater, but we are a Black Box Theater, which means that the audience is really close to the seating. The actors get really in your face. And it really helps the immersion for the audience. And that's something that we try to really turn up on Clown Bar, is the immersion. Every theater has, like, their regulars, and our the group of regulars over at the Black Box, we're just it's a really special group of people who come from all sorts of walk of life, who bring their own skills and talents and are collaborative and love to learn. A lot of the productions over there are really, really special. And take a
least,
lot of work.
At least two of them married each other.
A lot of couples actually have been made at the Black Box Theater, and one baby at least.
It's a neat place. Can we talk briefly about the season? You guys are a summer special, and people should either Google Black Box or No Strings Theater Company, or call 527-1223.
I got that wrong. It's 523-1223.
You are correct. I was right. Wow.
You were right.
I call it more often.
You were right. Because you're
a talented person. You don't have to call up and say, hey, can I come to your play? So that's why it sticks in my aged brain. But the season. I know you have one more of this. Mm-hmm. I think Animal Farm is the first. I didn't even know there was a play.
I think Animal Farm is the last.
Okay, I got wrong, which happens a lot. But tell me about the play Animal Farm, if any of you...
I don't know too much about it. I just know that it's going to be directed by Bobby Masters, who's directed two other shows at the Black Box.
At least one of which I...
Very good.
Liked and was impressed by Bobby Masters.
So it'll be a very exciting show. We also have Calendar Girls, directed by Autumn, Autumn Gieb, and then I'll be directing Hearts Like Fists.
And that's the same playwright.
But
tell us a little about that one.
That play is about a group of female superheroes who are hunting down the evil Dr. X, who is going around killing lovers in their sleep because he has a broken heart and he doesn't feel like anybody else should be in love. It's a very kind of silly, fun premise, but tackles a lot of emotional issues about love and relationships.
So how long is Clown Bar? I mean, it opens Friday. How long? What's the run?
It's 2 weekends.
2 weekends. Yeah. Okay. And you have any matinees?
Yeah, that's Sunday matinees.
Okay.
So it's Friday, Saturday in the evening, and Sunday matinees.
Okay. No Thursday shows?
No Thursday show, and just 6 performances total.
Okay. So if you want to go, you've got to call. Make your reservations.
And again, that correct phone number is 575-523-1223.
Yeah.
You don't want to miss this one.
And it'll probably be fun.
Is there anything we haven't asked you about that you would like to share? I mean, we're just so enamored of this whole idea.
We should probably quickly shout out Cassie Galban, who's been doing the costumes and makeup.
Oh, right. That's huge.
She's done every single play that I've directed. She's been in every play I've directed. A longtime collaborator, and she's really, really knocked it out of the park. The costumes are absolutely fantastic. Every clown has like their own unique personality, and you can just see it from the way they're dressed and what their makeup is. We tried to have the makeup be a collaborative effort between Cassie, myself, and the performers, so it was something that they felt that they connected with.
Yes, that they understood what the character was.
Yeah, we spent a lot of money on makeup, totally worth it. They look great.
So let me ask each of you, starting with Edward, and then AJ, then Rachel, then Josh. You've done 11 or 12 plays there, but of all the plays you've done, what's your favorite role and why?
Oh, I think certainly one of my favorites was A Walk in the Woods, where I played the Russian.
Yes.
And that was interesting because it was a two-person play. It was very intense in terms of all of the work that we did to prepare for it. And that I had to maintain a Russian accent the whole time.
We should tell people it's based on a real anecdote, at least, that during, I don't know whose time it was, I think Eisenhower.
Probably in the 60s.
Yeah. Eisenhower or Kennedy was president, or Johnson. There was some kind of meeting between Russians and Americans, or U.S. people, and you played the Russian, I guess, and I forget who.
Karen Burtzel played the American negotiator.
You guys were great. And basically, the walk in the woods was the walk in the woods
where the real work got done.
Yes.
The meetings in the meeting room were fine, and maybe that's where all the little nits got taken care of. But the walks in the woods, and it
made
was
the human connection.
Yeah, made the human connection, and that's where we actually and got to the meat of the problem. Yes. And discuss the real issues.
And based on a real historical
right
moment.
So I think that was that yeah. one. And there was another two-person play that I was in called Lear, the standby Lear, that was also really good with Nancy Tafoya.
Mm.
Yeah, I think I saw that too, and mm-hmm. it was good.
Yeah.
And Nancy plays pickleball. AJ.
You know, it's kind of a really close tie-up, but just since we haven't opened Clown Bar yet, I'll say the other one. So I got to be a part of a show called The Play That Goes Wrong last year. Hmm. I was very fortunate to get cast in that, and I played the character Robert. And the premise of that story is essentially it's like a murder mystery show, but the joke of it is it's the play is going wrong, essentially. Mm-hmm. So you get a lot of really interesting absurdities that can kind of happen. So the set was falling apart. Actors were forgetting lines. Costumes were falling apart. You know, the actor's worst nightmare on stage. But
break
the audience, it
and
was
you voluntarily yes. put yourself in the middle of it.
I most certainly did. There was at one point part of the platform collapsed, and we had to stay up about 10 feet in the air. And then another one was about an 8-foot fall I had to take onto a crash pad. It was an absolute riot. But Clown Bar has been an incredible experience, and it is a very close second.
Okay. Well,
good. Rachel.
My goodness. Well, I have quite a resume. So I think one of my favorite shows that I've ever done at the Black Box was about 3 years ago. It was a show called Murder by Poe, and it was kind of a long tail murder mystery incorporating a lot of the stories of Edgar Allan Poe mm-hmm. and those characters. And I got to play the Telltale Heart, which was kind of a lifelong dream of mine. I'd done a monologue from it in high school. And so when they were auditioning for the show, it was another Josh production. And when I auditioned and I did the Telltale Heart and I just started screaming. And at the end of the audition, Josh was just kind of like, "So you got it." And it was just such a fun production. The whole cast was amazing. It was just such a fun show.
It's always hard when a play ends because you've created a family unit almost.
It really is. It's very bittersweet because you've put in a lot of hard work, and it is kind of nice to get back to, you know, real life and have your weekends back. But it is sad because you put so much time and effort into it and really created those
magic moments.
You know, if you're have the fortune of being part of that by being in the audience or being in the show or helping out, it's really just such a wonderful experience, and there's really nothing like it. And so I hope people can experience a live theater production.
Yes.
We're all distracted by Dorian.
He's too
waving
adorable.
Through the window.
I think he's a future actor.
Oh, 100%.
He's got a little ham in him, doesn't he?
He sure does.
Before you do what you're doing, I shouldn't tell stories so much, but when I was a little older than Dorian, my mother was the star in all the local amateur productions, and she played the woman in Dial M for Murder who somebody tries to kill, and she kills him with scissors.
Yes.
And at the cast party, I wasn't very nice to him. Josh, what's your favorite role?
A few years ago, I did a one-man show called Fully Committed. I played about 40 characters. It was a full-length show. It was exhausting.
Yeah.
It was like a six-month-long process because of the memorization was just so hard. But it was just, it was a real test of the actor skills.
Was that the one about people getting into a show or getting into a club?
They were making reservations for a restaurant.
Ah, you were great.
Thank you.
And we have only a couple of minutes. So repeat for people when this is playing, how they can get tickets.
I have my handy little flyer here.
Excellent.
So the show is called Clown Bar. We're playing at the Black Box Theater, located at 430 North Main Street in the Downtown Mall. We open this Friday, so that's July 31st, and then we'll be playing August 1st through the 9th. So Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Friday and Saturday shows are at 8. Sunday shows are at 2:30. For reservations, call 575-523-1223.
Well, thank you. For people at home, this is Speak Up Las Cruces. This show will re-air 2 to 4 this afternoon, so this segment, which was fun, will be 3:30 to 4. Mm-hmm. We were talking with Edward Montes, A.J. Tumanaro.
Tumanaro.
And Rachel, let me get this right this time.
Thomas Chappell.
Thank you. And Josh Talby, and Dorian Talby.
As a special guest appearance.
I want to particularly thank our producer, Minerva Rivera, for concentrating on her technical work while amusing
Dorian,
the 1-year-old.